One, two, three.
Chin.
One, two, three.
One.
One, two, three.
Two.
One, two, three.
Three.
One, two, three.
Four.
One, two, three.
Five.
One, two, three.
Six.
One, two, three.
Seven.
One, two, three.
Eight.
One, two, three.
Nine.
One, two, three.
Ten.
One, two, three.
One.
One, two, three.
Two.
One, two, three.
Three.
One, two, three.
Four.
One, two, three.
Five.
One, two, three.
Six.
One, two, three.
Seven.
One, two, three.
Eight.
One, two, three.
Nine.
One, two, three.
Ten.
This is the last order for outside Tehran. I suggest we send a copy to the bank. It will help the mortgage process.
It would be good to send a copy to Miss Mujaveri as well. That might help reassure her when she finds out the factory is back on track.
I still can't believe those horrible days are over, don't you?
They're not over yet. We're only just catching up with our neighboring factories. We still have a long way to go. But right now, our priority is the factory workers. We've put them through hell recently. We have to make sure we protect their rights.
Mr. Engineer, I found the number. Got it from Haj Bagheer, the relator. That lady is on the line now. You can talk to her.
Put her through, please. I'll be back. Hello there, Tahira. How are you doing?
Hello, Mr. Engineer. Thank you very much. I hope your family is doing well.
Thanks. They say hi. You must be surprised by my call. Our secretary tried so hard to find your number.
To tell the truth, I was a bit surprised and a little worried, too.
No, don't you worry now. It's about Tarang.
What is it? Is Tarang okay?
As far as I know, she's fine. I just wanted to know if you've heard from her recently.
I thought she may have called you, or you might have her phone number or something.
No, I don't have her phone number. But how come you don't have any news of her yourself?
No, it's not like that.
The fact is, she came to visit us a few days ago, but she had an argument with Sarah and then she left. As usual, it was Sarah's fault. I told her as much when I found out. And now at this point in time, I'm looking for Tarang to give her what the Ghaffaris most definitely owe her. As you know, they owe so very much to the late Fazl alone, and that's a lot of money for a lonely girl.
Mr. Engineer, I have no phone number for Tarang, but she sent me a letter once. I can give you the return address if you like.
I'd appreciate it. That would be a big help.
So hold on and I'll get the envelope.
Okay, I'll wait, no problem.
You young people are so lucky. I walk a little way and I'm out of breath. Appreciate your youth while you still have it. Otherwise, you'll regret it.
Have some cookies, ma'am.
No, dear. I'm not hungry. Go ahead, eat. Are you going or did you just arrive?
Neither. I've been evicted.
Oh my god. That's so sad. Do you have any relatives in Tehran?
No, not really. I have to start looking for a place today.
It's not easy to find yourself a home. You must be alone too.
Today I'll go find my former roommates. Maybe I can go and rent a place with them again.
I may be able to find a place for you to stay. What do you say?
How can you do that?
What about work? You must be jobless too. It's a pity for a girl like you to be jobless. Especially at this age. It's okay, honey. Don't you worry. I'll get you a job, a nice and easy one.
But it's really not easy to find a job. Do you know how long I've been looking for work?
You can easily find a job. Plus, if you're clever and smart, you can get ahead of all these other girls your age.
I really don't get you.
You lack nothing. Why should you wander around parked with a suitcase? If you want to succeed, you can have a gorgeous house in the next 6 months. And if you're smart enough, you can buy your own place in 2 or 3 years. No more homelessness. You won't give us a second glance then.
Message received. Inform all other units in the area. Over.
Yes, you want something?
Hello. I want to see Miss Tarang Rudbari. Does she live here?
You want to see Tarang?
Yes. Can you call her?
What do you want?
It's personal.
How do you even know Tarang?
I'm her family.
Tarang had no relatives.
I am one of her in-laws. I'm the husband of her late husband's sister. Do you have any more questions?
Brother-in-law... Since that poor girl was actually telling the truth. Tell me, how come you've suddenly remembered poor Tarang after all this time?
Listen, little girl. That doesn't concern you. Now run along and get Tarang to come to the door, you understand?
Oh, yes, I've got it all right. But I can't do that. Tarang is gone.
Is that so? When did she go?
Last night. The landlord evicted her.
You have any idea where she might be?
No. She took her luggage and left.
Fine. If she happens to come here again, please have her call me, you get it? My name is Vahid Bartow.
Sure, Mr. Engineer. I'll tell her to call the factory.
So sorry for bothering you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Mr. Engineer. That really wasn't necessary.
You're welcome, little one. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Your story is a bit strange, but I've heard stranger ones, which usually turn out to be lies.
I swear I didn't lie to you. Everything I said was the truth.
What about that woman?
I told you I'd never seen her before. It was the first time that I visited that park.
How should I know you're telling the truth? If that's so, anyone can get a suitcase and do anything he wants. Isn't that true? You know, I really do want to believe you, however. You've been arrested with bad company, and I have no choice but to detain you.
You mean I have to go to jail?
Either jail or welfare center. That will be determined later. Unless you can provide a guarantor, a reliable person who confirms your claim. You know anyone? Then again, if you had a guarantor, you wouldn't sleep in the park now, would you?
Excuse me, can I have my bag, please? I believe there is someone I know who will vouch for me.
Yes? Hello, Sarah, how are you? No, she left there. No, believe me, she's not living in that house anymore. Interesting. So tell me, how come you're so worried about Tarang? This is the third time you've called, no? No, sweetie. It seems that you've just realized your mistake. I can't think of anywhere else, though. It looks like we'll just have to wait and see if she does the honor of visiting us again. Okay. All right.
Ms. Jalili, please come and take these files, please. Any news from that northern girl?
No. I'd even given your business card to her, but she didn't call.
Maybe she's changed her mind.
That can't be. She seemed so desperate to me.
Take it from me. Never ever expect desperate people to keep their words. Goodbye.
What's wrong? It's bleeding?
A little bit.
Let me see. No, it's not a little. Where can I find a bandage here?
Hey, why are you shouting? I'm trying to sleep.
None of your business. Get to sleep.
Be quiet, I'm coming.
Why are you making so much noise?
Bringing some cotton balls shouldn't take so long. Good thing she hasn't cut her wrists.
Here, take it.
It's nothing. Just a small scratch. Open your hand, please.
Thank you. I can do it myself.
Didn't you say you had no family in Tehran? Then how did you get a guarantor?
I have a few friends. I gave them the number of one of them.
Pray they come to get you. If they don't, you might find yourself with a criminal record.
I'm not so sure that they will come pick me up at such a place.
Good for you. At least you have some hope. I've been arrested so many times that I don't think that anyone will come to get me.
Are you Tarang Rudberry?
Yes, that's me.
Get up and come to the office. You're free. Move it before your guarantor chickens out. It's finished.
Bring it to me. There you go. Your documents.
Thanks.
And fingerprint these three pages.
I did nothing wrong, Miss Shadi. I was arrested by mistake.
I know. I don't doubt it. We'll talk more later, okay?
I'm sorry I troubled you. I really didn't want to have to call the Ghaffaris.
Don't worry at all. You did the right thing.
If you're done with your chit-chatting, you might want to think about your problem. Excuse me. And how are the two of you related?
I told you. I'm a relative.
But you look more like a friend, not a relative.
No, officer. You're mistaken. We're relatives.
Close relatives, you say?
Yes, we are very close.
What do you mean, very close? Ma'am, I have to know exactly what your relationship is. Otherwise, I can't allow you to vouch for her.
Fine. We share the same husband.
Rival wives? You mean you're both married to the same man? What good rivals? I've never seen anything like this. Usually, rival wives put each other in jail. So how come you've come to release her?
Out of kindness.
Then why didn't you tell your husband to come and get you? Tell me about this.
Our husband has passed away.
so that's it. Now that the husband is dead, you two have made your peace. Very well then. Come and sign here. You are really lucky. You are getting into hot waters for nothing.
The best in town. Don't pass it up. You know you want some. Tell your friends about me.
Penniless, he knocks on every door, but to no avail.
Typical. Says here they've already filled a position.
I swear in 1 year you'll have made a tidy profit. There's no grafting involved.
So he plans to disguise himself as this man's nephew.
Our very own Dr. Sharok, gynecologist and infertility expert from India.
For 20-odd years, he didn't come looking for his mother. But now she's dead, he's on his way here to get his inheritance.
What if the real Sharok in Bombay comes here to Tehran?
He said he wouldn't be coming to Tehran for 2 months.
Seriously, there's gonna be a mess.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Pull you back.
My love, you can bet your island.
Milk and Honey on iFilm.
What are you waiting for? Get in the car.
No, no. I won't bother you anymore. I've already bothered you enough as it is.
Oh, stop it. What trouble? The whole thing lasted less than an hour. It's dark now. Maybe you want to sleep in the park again?
It's fine. It's early evening. Just take me to a safe motel, please. That will be a great help. It's really the only thing I need.
I don't know any hotel or motel. And you can't stop standing on ceremony. We'll get in right now and go to my place. Tomorrow, we'll have plenty of time to decide what we're going to do. And you'll make me happy, too. That way, I won't be lonely anymore.
Thank you.
feel at home here. Imagine you're at a hotel. At the end of the hallway on the left, there is a furnished room you can have. Put your suitcases there. I say it'll be good to take a hot shower first to freshen up. The bathroom is right next to your room, and new towels are stacked in the bathroom closet. If you don't have clean clothing, you can take some of mine. Why are you still standing at the door? Why don't you come in? I told you to consider this your own place. Feel totally at home. While you take a shower, I'll go order dinner. Then you'll have a good rest. You seem like you're going to collapse at any minute.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Come have breakfast. Pour tea for yourself. That dress looks good on you. You can have it. I don't wear it at all.
No, thank you, though.
Perhaps you want to put something dark again. I won't let you. You should take off your morning clothes. Now, when did you tidy up?
I woke up early in the morning. I had nothing to do, so I moved a few things around. Is that okay?
Of course it's okay. But you know, you make me feel embarrassed about all the mess.
Oh, don't say that. I would like to make a call if you'll allow me to.
Sure, no need to get permission. The phone's there. Call anywhere you want.
Thank you. Hello, hi, Mr. Azin's office? Yesterday I had an appointment for a consultation session. Yes, yes, Tarang Rudbari. I'm very sorry, but something came up and I couldn't make it. Could you please give me another appointment? Thank you. That's very kind of you. Goodbye.
So tell me, did you hire a lawyer?
I want to consult with a lawyer.
About what?
What can I say?
It concerns the Ghaffaris?
Yes. I want to sue the family.
Bravo. You're just beginning. Now, what made you think of suing them?
It's a long story.
You must tell me. I don't care how long it takes. Come sit here beside me and tell me everything. Well? Go on, tell me. Has anything new happened that I'm not aware of? Come on. You really surprised me. You say you're more than 3 months into your pregnancy, and you haven't been to a doctor even once? You're so brave. Didn't you think, God forbid, something may have happened to the baby? Before suing and getting a lawyer, you should see a doctor. There's always time for a lawsuit. Pray it's not too late.
Go ahead. It's your turn. Hello?
Why don't you open this? Why don't you open this? Oh my goodness, it's a boy! It's in good health. I'm really jealous of you. We should celebrate. We'll have dinner at a high-class place, somewhere worthy of the Ghaffari's grandson. Let's go. You should take good care of yourself and watch your health. From now on, you should stay with me. I won't let you look for another place, and don't worry about work. If you're with me, you don't need to work. It's true that you didn't get anything from the Ghaffaris, but instead, I've milked them so much we can live happily ever after. You can be sure I got what they owed me. Thank you so much.
You're so very kind to me. But I should also really plan for my future soon. You know that I can't be a burden on you and your life forever.
What burden? I'm asking you to stay. I really mean it. I'd be really happy to have you live with me.
You know what, Shadi? I just don't understand why you help me so much. Excuse my saying this, but most of the time, I think you feel sorry for me and are kind to me out of pity. I've been through so much since I was a girl, I can solve my problems myself. But the way I've been raised, I just can't stand pity.
No, dear. It's not about pity and sympathy. I'm a woman just like you. I understand how dire your situation is. I could have been in the same situation. I'm sure if it was the opposite, you wouldn't be able to stay indifferent.
But that's not reason enough. You're being so kind to me and bringing me into your life just because we're both women?
Being good does not need a reason. If we want to look for a reason for being good, then we cannot call it goodness. It'd be called mathematics. Now, I suggest that instead of such talk, let's have our dinner and not spoil tonight. You don't really like the food we ordered? Do you want something else?
Shadi, tell me, what would you do with this baby if you were me?
That's easy. I just do my best to make it happy.
No, I mean now. Before the baby's born. If you were in my shoes, would you keep the baby?
It's a tough question. I really love children, but I'm afraid of the responsibility. Being a mother needs so much sacrifice.
I'm also scared. Really scared. When I think of the future, I freak out. Every day, I think I have to terminate it, but I'm really not brave enough. I still can't believe that I'm pregnant. I'm more afraid of this baby than I am excited about giving birth to it. I'm worried that by giving birth to it, I might make the baby miserable. I don't want to have negative thoughts, but it's already brought so much shame and embarrassment on me. What if when he grows up, he doubts me? What if he turns on me? What if one day he accuses me of lying to him? What will I do?
You want to abort it?
It's not too late?
No, I don't think so. If you want, you can ask the doctor, too.
Shadi, can you do it for me, please? I just don't know how to ask the doctor to do it.
Okay. I will go and ask the doctor tomorrow. Now, if you don't mind, let's eat our food. It's cold. Sir, this is cold. Would you warm it up for us, please? We were supposed to celebrate tonight. What am I going to do with you? You spoiled it.
Then Sarah, that's Sina's sister, came out of the building and started yelling. She asked why I was following them wherever they go and wouldn't leave them alone. I said, why don't you let me see Mr. Ghaffari? You know, sometimes I think if Mr. Ghaffari actually knew what was going on, he would treat me differently.
You revealed your pregnancy during the argument?
Yes. That's when she really lost it.
I wish you hadn't said it, or at least had seen me first. Now our job is much harder.
Why? What does it much matter?
Tell me, do you know if you're going to have a girl or a boy?
A boy.
So you do know your son will pose a big threat to the heirs of Ghaffari. You never know, though. Mr. Ghaffari may decide to leave all his wealth to your son. Obviously, they won't have it. Why would they buy trouble for themselves anyway?
But I don't want inheritance. I'm only thinking about my honor. Right now, I can't even prove I was married.
You don't want inheritance, but they do, you see. Plus, you still don't know what possibilities are waiting you, or you wouldn't give it up so easily, would you? Even if it doesn't matter to you today, you may claim it someday for the sake of your son. Of course, I don't believe they would give in that easily.
You mean there's nothing I can do about this?
There are other ways too, of course, but they're just a little more complicated. First, we should try to prove you were his wife. This is the easiest and cheapest option, I believe, and if it fails, we'll think up a plan B, won't we?
That's my prime concern. How can we prove it?
Tell me something. Who was present when your uncle was marrying you two?
No one. Besides me and Sina, there was Uncle Fazl and Mr. Ghaffari.
What about later, when you came to Tehran? Did they refer to your marriage in the presence of others, say, at a party, for instance?
No. My uncle insisted that we didn't mention the marriage before it was registered.
Interesting. You closed every avenue with your hands, didn't you? Tell me honestly once again, did your uncle read the sermon for permanent or temporary marriage?
I told you the truth from the beginning. Uncle Fazl said, "Will you agree to be permanently married to Sina Ghaffari?" He said it 3 times.
What about a marriage portion? Did he by chance mention the amount?
Yes, 110 gold coins.
110 coins? Why didn't you say that before?
Well, what's the use when I can't even prove it?
Why do you always sound like a broken record? If you can get your marriage portion, you can move the case forward. If they pay up, they'll be inadvertently admitting you are married to Sina. Otherwise, why would they give you so many coins?
But then how can I get my marriage portion? I'm sure they won't agree to give it to me easily.
You're wrong, you know. When they realize that by giving the coins, they can get rid of you forever, they will do it very willingly, I believe. You see, my child, you should call the Ghaffaris and say you're in dire need of money and that you're willing to forget about our baby's birth certificate and your other rights in return for the 110 coins. You just need to be smart and close the deal, and the rest, you just leave it to me. I mean, what better way to prove your marriage?
This plan won't work, because there's no way to talk to Sarah. She'll hang up as soon as she hears my voice. Mr. Ghaffari is hiding too and won't answer the phone at all.
Then call in their son-in-law. It seems he's somehow into business, so you should try to make an appointment to see him. A phone call will be no good. Your going in person will be more effective, I believe, as long as you remember he mustn't find out that you've seen a lawyer or everything will fall. You've got to put your most innocent expression on so he thinks you've been forced into the deal. Do you think you can pull it off?
Yes, I can. But I don't think that Vahid can be easily fooled.
Maybe. But let's just keep hope alive. Otherwise, next time I will call him myself and explain the legal options. You don't drink coffee?
No, thank you, though.